Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, December 9th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man. And, of course, my name is River Shukla. I'm here from Midland, Michigan, and we're so glad to have you. Wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be accessing the program, whatever it is you're doing, we're so glad that you've taken time out of the day to come in and join us in order to learn from the Word tonight. As we're going to get into the Word of God here in a little while. After we do some other business first. As we have other things to do first, and then we're getting it going to sing and then get into the Word of the Lord. And then get into some sport, a little bit of sports at the end. So, I was just thinking about something. So some of you may wonder, you know, what's your favorite Christmas movie to watch? I have several. I have at least a couple all-time favorite Christmas movies. One of them is The Grinch with Jim Carrey from 2000. The other ultimate is Christmas with the Cranks. The one where they're trying to go on a cruise that leaves on Christmas Day. And then they decide not to take the cruise. And the guy's thinking, you know, we're going to skip Christmas. And then the neighbors and all people all over town will be like, well, aren't you going to give your Christmas donation? Aren't you going to do this? Aren't you going to put up your Frosty? And Dad's all like, nope. And so there are some honorable mentions, including Elf, Deck the Halls, Rudolph, among others. I even like the Home Alone Christmas. That's another one of my favorites. Of course, the one bad thing is that whole family there at that house, before they leave Kevin alone, they're all eating Pepsi. They're all drinking Pepsi when they're eating that pizza instead of Coca-Cola. I wish they were drinking Coca-Cola, but sadly they're all sitting there drinking Pepsi. And you got all these people in that house near the Chicagoland area. And they say, well, Miracle Man, what have you watched so far? A few Hallmark Christmas movies. I got some more to watch. My brother's coming in on the 24th. I really hope he realizes, he's going to have to realize that there is going to be some Christmas movie watching going on with me, my mom, and dad. Because I love to sit there and watch those Christmas movies. You know, I really do. I hope you've maybe watched some good ones. There's a lot of them to choose from. And another good one that I used to like a lot, and I'm sure I still do, is Frosty. We watched it when I was younger a few times out of season. I used to think it was just whenever, but then I kind of realized, and I'm like, nope, only on the holidays. And so, because like I said, there's a lot of different Christmas movies that look at the Christmas season from a lot of the different ways, including an all-family Christmas for, you know, kids at school. And a lot of them, most of them end up with a happy ending, of course, as they all should. Right now, with some of these crazy states, feels like the Grinch trying to steal Christmas all over again. Including in my state here, in Michigan, where she announced a couple of days ago that when they think about even reopening stuff on the 20th or 21st, restaurants will not be first in line. You want to know what that tells me? They are targeting restaurants on purpose. Why do you think they're targeting restaurants on purpose? Why? In a way, I like that silence because you want to know what it tells me? The silence tells me there's no good reason for it. Yeah, because the Supreme Court already said she couldn't do it on her own, so now they use DHS, but it seemed to me like they also said that she couldn't do that either. That's the Michigan Supreme Court, that is. Who knows, the U.S. Supreme Court, I hope they hear something quick, because honestly, what's going on here is purely illegal. I put things on a couple of Midland groups on Facebook here in Midland where I live. You want to know what some people have told me? They said, well, Rivers, you're part of the reason we're locked down. And I'm like, wow. You want to know what I would tell them? Your vote is why we're locked down. that you didn't vote right a couple of years ago. And if you did, hopefully, we'd have a governor that would decide to keep it open. And I get in, you know, March, April, it was a little bit different. We didn't know about it as much like we do now. But now things are different. Yeah, the ICU, but yeah, I get it. They're full. But what, I mean, a lot of them are full. Where are the field hospitals is what I want to know. You can always use those. And I'm going to look later to see what Mike DeWine did after the show. I forgot to look at Ohio today because I have this app on my phone that this Ohio News Channel app on my phone from one of the news channels in the Cincinnati area. So that, like, anytime I'm curious, I just go right on and look. And he made a statement last week that says we have to do more. Luckily, he hasn't done anything yet, and I really hope he doesn't, because I was to go down there and Christmas shop in a few days, and I really hope he doesn't mess it up. And some of you may say, well, if your parents live in Detroit, why would you go all the way to Ohio to do some of your Christmas shopping? They got a couple of certain places down there that we don't have up here. And I admitted to someone to, at least right now because of the virus thing, I admitted to liking Toledo more than anywhere in Michigan. At least for now. Because they allowed basically everything to be open by June and has been allowed to be that way since then. Not here, though. And so we have to believe God. And I know approval for the Pfizer MTech shot is supposed to take place tomorrow. It's supposed to be approved. Concerns I have about it are these side effects. And also, I need to know that it's not going to change people's DNA when they take it. Because ultimately, what I want it to be is that if someone chooses to take the shot, I want it to be that they can feel at peace when they take it. And that there won't be all these crazy issues with it after they take it. And so, you know, to each his own when it comes to, you know, the vaccine. It should be up to each individual person, you know, to decide for themselves, not the government. Not even these airlines. One airline in another country has said that they will mandate the vaccines. I hope in the U.S. they don't. They better not. And So, in one of the studies, it was shown that it was 95% effective at preventing symptomatic coronavirus. We don't know about asymptomatic yet. I'm assuming it's a pretty high at that too. And they say 95% is unheard of. So could that be good? I would say yes, it could be a great thing, as long as they don't put all this stuff in it that would change your DNA. Or this other stuff with Bill Gates and what have you. So, I hope they're actually telling the truth when they say 95% effective. I honestly hope so. We'll have to see how it goes over the next weeks and couple of months as people take the shot. Well, know more about it. Again, I'm not for it being mandatory. I think it needs to be up to each individual person. I had said I didn't want it to be developed, and then I'm thinking about it, and I go, what if it's a good one and is very safe and effective, and it doesn't have all the bad stuff, and it actually is very good? Then, by all means, if you want it, take it. But I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's your body. And when it comes to the mask, guess what? It's your face. Hashtag my face, my choice. I like that. My face, my choice. Meaning it's my face and it's my choice whether to wear a face diaper or not. All right, moving on to something else real quickly. 17 states have joined in a lawsuit with Texas on a case that could go before the Supreme Court. All these states are claiming that Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, that there was a ton of fraud in the election in those four states. So they're calling for the results to be overturned via the Supreme Court. But my thing is yes, this could be good, very good, as long as they show the evidence of fraud. In my mind, there needs to be the evidence shown. We know there's evidence, but when it goes before the Supreme Court, they'll need to see it. I hope that Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin would be asked to show the evidence based on what Giuliani has found and based on what Sidney Powell has found. So they can look at this and go, okay. We look at it. This looks one way. This looks that way. Okay. What's up with this? 115% for the one, 85% for the other. All right. What's up with these? Okay, these ones say, yeah. Yeah, you see what I was doing? One is I can just think of them like, as they're going through, looking at it, and be like, all right, based on all of this, Here's our decision. You say, how will this go? I pray they rule in favor of Texas. I do. Because Texas and many other southern states other than Georgia as of last night, Tennessee hadn't signed on. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did now. I'm assuming they did. And, you know, we just have to believe God that they do it right. Because whether it's Trump or Biden, we have to, I think it's very important that it is end up being a fair election. That it was done fairly. Because whoever it is that truly want it, I want it to be fair. And we have to make sure going forward that this fraud is figured out so that the American public can have trust in the voting system in the United States. And I think going forward what we have to do is two things. Number one, no more mail-in ballots. Unless you're a traditional absentee voter, and you've done it that way for a long time. Now, in my state here, they now allowed for no excuse absentee voting. I think you should still have to state your excuse. I'll be out of town. I'll be, or whatever. You should have to have a legitimate excuse. And not only that, with voter ID, you're going to use absentee voting, you should still have to have voter ID. So we know you are who you say you are. Number two, voting machines, time to go back to paper. And I'm serious. Time to go back to paper. Ballots. And maybe we have to count them by hand so that we don't have these crazy voting ballot dumps taking place like what happened 6:34 in the morning on November 4th in Michigan. 97% for Biden, 3% for Trump. And stuff like that. Oh, you're revealing who you're for. Well, it's about, do you want to recognize America as we knew it? And I will say this. This Georgia runoff that's scheduled on January 5th right now, very important. People are saying, oh, because of the crazy voting machines, maybe I shouldn't vote because they'll mess with my vote. You have that attitude? You know what could happen very easily? Democrats could pick up both seats. Possibly of Harris as the tying, as the winning vote on Senate stuff, and they could do anything they wanted to do. But if Republicans keep those seats, but we still have Biden, then it'll be harder for them to get what they want. And if Republicans keep those seats and it's Trump, then we We're still in the last of the last days, no matter what, folks. But as Christians, we just have to be ready either way. Regardless, we have to be ready. They claim it's Trump. You could have riots like you've never seen. If it's Biden, you could have other things. So, you just have to pray. You just have to believe God. And that's why I'm just taking a minute. And I'll tell it like it is. And I know what happens on the 14th. They're going, the states are going to, the electors are going to do their voting on the 14th of December. But it wouldn't be until January, 5th or 6th, that they would truly certify those. And that's why I'm praying that the Supreme Court hears this case ASAP. The sooner the better. And my hope is that in the cases of Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, that you have some faithless electors who decide to vote for different candidates. Will any of these electors go for Trump? I don't know. They appoint electors based on how the election happened, generally based on the popular vote of the states. But like I said, you have to be prepared, be ready. Either way, I think, and I know one thing, though. God is not done. God is not done. I think we're going to see a great outpouring very soon, regardless. Amen. And so, I am the Miracle Man, and I approve this message. The views represented in that particular segment are not necessarily, forget how that disclaimer goes, but they'll say they don't necessarily reflect the views of this institution. All right. So, tomorrow night at my church, I get to sing Do You Hear What I Hear? That song I sang last night on this program. And I get to sing it live at my church about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, somewhere in there. And I am truly excited about it. I'm pumped, as they say. I really am. And I think it's going to be great. And I know it's going to bless a lot of people. So, the plan is we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to pray and get into the Word, and then we'll continue on. This will be the last night that we'll be reading Psalms until the first of the, until like, is it the first of the year or right after Christmas? So, like I said, we're going to sing a couple Christmas carols. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Da 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 da. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Yi, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Da 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 da. I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Trying to think, Becky, what Christmas movie is that from? That one was like da 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 da. Is that White Christmas or is that a different movie? What? Are you a Grinch or do you just not watch them? Oh, what are we gonna do with you? All right. Sometimes you just got to give people a hard time. Moving along. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, born is the King of Israel. And to the earth, and there was a star shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth he gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King. Born is the King, born is the King of Israel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done in us, for everything you're going to do in us. And we thank you right now, Lord. I thank you that your hand is on our life. It's great to be a Christian. I feel so proud to be a Christian. It's great that we get to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we get to honor you, and we get to celebrate you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time that we get to study your word tonight. And we get to learn of your ways so we can live the way you taught us to live. And that we can have everything that you want us to and do everything that you want us to. And I pray that as we study this word tonight, that these listeners would give ear to it and mind to it, and that you, Lord God, would just move on the inside of us. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I say that finances would come into this program. I say that increases in listenership will come into this program. And most important of all, Lord God, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen, and amen, and amen. So let's make our confession, because I believe we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a history book to me, and it's more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Open up your Bible, if you would, please, to the book of Psalm 52. And we're just going to continue on, plowing through the book of Psalms for tonight. When I get back, though, we're going to start over with Psalm 1, and then we'll skip some of these ones from the 30s to where we will end tonight. We'll skip those when we get back around to those and move right along. But I want to encourage you to follow along with us. Everything I do here, you do there, where you are. I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. As I study the Bible, you follow along. Amen. Sorry, just checking the clock so that I knew what kind of time I had. Psalm 52. We're just giving you a moment to get there. I have now found it, so if you're not there yet, you just go on ahead and catch up. So I'm going to begin reading. Why do you boast of evil, you mighty man? Why do you boast all day long, you who are a disgrace in the eyes of God? Your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor. You who practice deceit, you love evil rather than good. You love falsehood rather than speaking the truth. Selah. You love evil, harmful word. O you deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up, and he will tear you from your sin, from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. Selah. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at him, saying, here now is the man who did not make God his stronghold, but he trusted in his great wealth, and he grew strong by destroying others. But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name, I will hope, and your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of your saints. Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, or any who seek God. Everyone has turned away. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will the evildoers never learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread, and who do not call on God, there they were. Overwhelmed with dread. Where was his nothing to dread? God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. you put them to shame. For God despised them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when God restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Psalm 54. For the director of music, the stringed instrument, a Nashua of David, when the Ziphites had gone to Saul and they had said, "Isn't David hiding among us?" Verse 1. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Strangers are attacking me. Ruthless men seek my life. Men without regard for God. Selah. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a free will offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from all of my troubles. And my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy. I'm distraught at the voice of the enemy and at the stares of the wicked. For they bring down suffering upon me, and they revile me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Honor has requirmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and I would be at rest. I would flee far away and I would stay in the desert. Selah. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm. To use the wicked, O Lord, confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night, they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him, but it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked with the throng at the house of God. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the grave, and evil finds lodging among them. But I call to God, for the Lord, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and moon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He ransoms me unharmed from the battle waged against me. Even though many oppose me, God, who is enthroned forever, will hear them and will afflict them. Men who never change their ways and have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His speech is smooth and buddy. Yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil. Yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Put your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. You, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of corruption. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men will not live out half of their days. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. And then we'll end with number 56. Madcam. When the Philistines had seized him and died. Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. All day long they press their attack. My slanderers, they pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust, and I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? All day long they twist my words. They are always plotting to harm me. They conspire. As they dream by the fire. Nope, that's a Christmas song. Back to the verse. Verse 4. In God whose word I praise, God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? All day long they twist my words, and they are always plotting to harm me. And they conspire. They lurk. They watch my steps, eager to take my life. On no account let them escape. In your anger, O God, bring down the nations. Record my lament. Lie my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. I will know that God is for me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, O God. I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Let's look at 57, and this will be the last one. This one looks really good also. Verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God, Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven, he sends from heaven, and he saves me, rebuking those who wholly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awaken, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing with you among the peoples. For great is your love that reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all of the earth. We'll go to 52 and then try to dig out some nuggets from each of these. I know 56 and 57, I'm really looking forward to, but we're going to talk about in chronological order because I want to do it decent and in order. Amen. Sorry. So we're looking at 52. You who are in the eyes of God. You're not even joking. It is like a sharp razor. You love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than. Do not boast in evil. That'll be point one for Psalm 52. Point number two. The righteous will laugh at the evil. saying, here now is the man who did not shame, make God his stronghold, but he trusted in his wealth and his strong others. Point three, I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. Under that, right, I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. Point four. I praise God for what he has done always. What that one is talking about basically is that, you see, the wicked, they won't win. And God looks at him and he says, you know, why are you boasting and doing wrong? Why are you boasting and doing these evil and wrong and corrupt things? Why are you doing that? Because God does not like that. He really does not like that. And then he also says that the righteous will be giving praise unto God for everything that God has done. Psalm 53:1. A fool says there is no God. Under that, you can write, however, the righteous know the Lord God Almighty. Point two, God wants to restore He wants to restore the fortunes of his people. Amen. 54. And of course, this psalmist in 54, he's just asking God to help him. And then later he's acknowledging, you know, that God is his helper. And that God sustains. Point one, you can put down, God is my help, and he is the one who sustains me. And then he says, I will give a freewill offering unto you, a freewill offering unto the Lord. And I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. So again, he's talking about how he is praising the Lord. Point two. The Lord will deliver you from all your troubles. and my eyes look in triumph at my foes. Amen. I love that. Amen. That doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect. No, that just means we have the victory. We have the victory. And then in 55, the first part of 55, he is talking, again, asking for help, talking about the wicked and how they're staring at him. And so I'm skipping down. And at first, he's like, being all like, talking about like, how the wicked are and what all they've done. And he's asking, like, and then down near the end of this chapter, at 22, the psalmist says, cast your cares upon the Lord. Meaning all these things you worry about, all these things that you might be all afraid of, you know, just give your stuff to God. Give your cares to God. And he will sustain you. And he will not let the righteous fall. So cast your cares upon the Lord. He will not let you fall down. Point two, God will bring down the wicked and corrupt. Amen. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that right now in this country. I receive that. I receive that. And then the guy acknowledges that, the psalmist acknowledges that he trusts in the Lord. He puts his trust in the Lord. Let's look at 56. First, he's asking for mercy. Look at verse 3. When I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. In God, I will praise God. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. So this point is easy to remember. Point one. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust and not be afraid. I know, sounds a little repetitive, but it's a good point to have right now. It really is. You're going to take my life, my don't let it escape, and then, I praise the Lord whose word I praise. In God, you will not be afraid. What can man do? I am under vows to you, O God. I will send my thank offerings to you, for you have you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Now let's look at 57. my soul to. So, point one, write down. I take refuge. My soul takes refuge in the Lord. I will take refuge in the shadow of the presence of the Lord until the disaster has passed. I love that. He saves me. God will rebuke those who are in hot pursuit after you. I am in the of lions. I lie among the sword. And then he goes on to praising God and singing the praises of God. I'm spreading up for my feet. And I love Selah, and it says, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awaken my soul. Awaken harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love that reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. And so, when I look at Psalms, there's all these different Psalms as some, of course, are Psalms of praise. Others can be Psalms of worship. Other Psalms where the psalmist is just pouring their heart out before the Lord. And some of them may be repetitive compared to other ones, but they're still good. And there's a lot of good golden nuggets all throughout the book of Psalms. And that's part of why I love it so much and enjoy just pulling out little nuggets for you. Like, one of my favorites is, depending on where you're at, by where, I don't mean geography. By where, I mean in your life. Not necessarily your age, but I just mean what am I dealing with right now? How am I feeling right now? How am I, A good one for the day we live in is, when I am afraid, I will trust in God. I will trust and not be afraid. Doesn't that bring encouragement to your listeners, knowing that you don't have to be afraid, that you can just trust in the Lord? Yeah, the cases are going through the roof. Trust God. Well, I don't know if my mom's going to make it, that diagnosis of cancer. What about my family? Trust God. Christmas is coming and I don't have the finances to get my children present. Trust in God. If you trust God, then you won't have the reason to be afraid like the world does. You have to have faith in God. Faith is, in fact, trust in God. And Jesus said that trust, the just shall live by faith. So, you can't just have hope. You have to have faith in God. You have to trust Him. You have to trust what He said in His Word. You have to trust that it's real and trust that it's accurate. And you know what? It is. It is accurate. The Bible is not CNN. It is not MSDNC. It is not, you know, CBS. It's not even Newsmax, even though Newsmax is good. But God is greater than all of that. And God is just such an awesome God. And, you know, as you're going through life and you believe in Him for things, you have to trust in Him. You have to have that faith that He will do what He said. And that whatever He said in His Word, He's good for it. He healed the eyes of the blind, which He did. In my life, as I'm believing for my eyesight to return, to be made manifest, I know that God is going to do it. That manifestation is going to happen. I don't have to try to wish and wish and wish and squeeze and hope. You know, and be like the little hopey, 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 hope, 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 hope. No, I trust in the Lord. And whenever I feel discouraged about it and feel like I don't know if it'll ever happen, you know, whenever that happens, you know, I just immediately go back to God. And I'm like, God, you've got this. You've got this. You have it in your hand. It's in your hand, Lord. And you just have to trust in Him that He's going to do it and that He'll use whatever He uses to do the miracle. And so, amen. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this time tonight, for this wonderful word of God. I thank You, Heavenly Father, that this word would not return void, that we would put this word to great use, and that whenever we are afraid, whenever we have questions and we're not for sure, that we would trust in You, God. And not be afraid. And that we would recognize that You are the true and living God. And that Your word is love. Your word is life. Your word is amazing. And I give You all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. All right, now for sports. For the first time in many, many years, the Michigan-Ohio State game will not be played. Michigan has decided that they will not be playing the Buckeyes. I was very sad about that when I heard that. I really wanted them to play. They won't be playing the Bucks this season. So Michigan season is over. I don't know what that does to the Bucks and their playoff chances. I have no idea. Michigan State, I don't know what will happen to their game, if they'll play or not. I don't know yet. But will Jim Harbaugh be here after this year? My guess is no. He will not be here after this year. And as for now, Lions pack, Ford Field, Sunday. The Lions got to win. What I mean is the Lions won against the Bears for the first time in a while. Now they have to play the Packers. Last time they played Green Bay, it was a toughie. And Green Bay is at the top of the division right now, the NFC North. My prediction, packing them up, 32, lying down, 23. So Green Bay will win 32-23. The Saints and the Chiefs have already clinched playoff spots. The Steelers are very close to doing the same. And I imagine the Bucks will also get a playoff spot very shortly, as they are doing a good job as well. And I believe the Lions still have to play the Bucks yet. And so they have to face Brady. And oh, what a year it's been for sports in Tampa. Been a good year for them. So will Tampa possibly get their first, get a Super Bowl and possibly get to play it in their own stadium? Who knows? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. And who the Lions' next head coach will be? We don't know yet. And I don't know why this year had to be such a bad year for college and pro football in Michigan. I don't know why. You might say, do you think it's COVID? No. No, I don't. I just think it was just a down year for Michigan football. Michigan State and the Lions. I just think it was just a down year. Hopefully we'll start to look up. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil will come nigh us. No plague will come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist, no coronavirus, no fire, no flood, no crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.